Kris Jenner. She is loving the tabloid drama because it gets more publicity for the cookbook she just put out. Mm-hmm. Are we interviewing her about that at some point this week?
Yeah, Friday around 8:20.
Are we going to be allowed to ask anything except what her favorite food is?
I got texts. I got emails. I got texts again. I got more emails.
About what
No.
Hold on. What if we just play Lionel Richie in the background?
Hello?
Wait, at some point, can we go through the list of the things we're not allowed to talk to Kris Jenner about?
Probably after.
Okay, that's going to take a whole break. Maybe we'll do
after.
That tomorrow.
Maybe after we
it's
talk
like,
to
you know, at that point, it's like, should we even do the interview? Just say, you know, go by.
Do all her recipes have, like, KK names?
I don't know. Well, who is the Kardashian Jenner clan? Who of the Kardashian Jenner clan is best in the kitchen? That's what we all really want to know.
Khloe's the best cook. She's an amazing chef. I'm starting to think she's going to roll right past me. And she's been able to do that, though, since she's 10 years old. Like, I could call Khloe and go, Khloe, I'm having 10 people over for dinner. Can you get it started? Because I'm working and I'm running late. I'm in a meeting. She could set the table like I would set the table, which is beautiful, and get flowers from the garden, put it all together, and start cooking dinner. And she had it together when she was that young.
Wow.
Who knew?
Maybe her real father is a chef.
Chef Boyardee. Has
That's
he been cleared?
It.
That's where she gets it from.
At some point, we're all going to, and Kris is going to be like, I'm offended now because
Khloe's dad is Emeril Lagasse.
Because I haven't slept with everybody.
Bam!
You know? Right?
Khloe's born. Bam!
So T.I. was on Watch What Happens Live, which I've got about 50 on DVR because I haven't had a chance to catch up. But he talked about how he solved the Snoop Dogg Iggy Azalea problemo.
We've been warned.
First off, you don't make Snoop Dogg
do anything.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's
so how did you help get him there?
I just called OG and just spoke to him.
You just spoke to him?
That's it. I mean, it was a very short conversation, and he graciously, very humbly said that he knew what I was calling for, and based on our relationship, that we would move forward with no more issues.
There you go. Two men handling like gentlemen.
Yeah, that's how you do it. You call your boy. Your boy steps out of line a little bit. You call him. Your OG. And you say, hey, dog, I know what you're calling about.
Folks. My bad.
I know what you're calling about, fam. That's how I talk to my black friends.
Really?
I know what you're talking about, fam.
Is it?
Yeah.
OG.
OG.
Sup?
You.
Your black friends?
Sorry, call them. Yeah. Well, I talk to them a little different than I talk to y'all.
You do.
You know that.
For real?
Because you don't ever talk to them?
No. We revert back to heavy, 100% full double black.
Oh, you have one of those little cheat books like when you go to Mexico?
And I'll actually just use this pocket urban dictionary.
That's what it is.
We just go right back in. And we're all very, you know, we talk to everybody. You know, Kurt's an attorney and the guy's a banker. And, you know, we can talk to anybody. But when we get just us...
Mm-hmm.
You know,
like give us teach us something.
Can we have you call one of your friends later and record it?
Yeah, I'll call Kirk.
Okay.
Kirk.
Oh yeah.
I want you to really talk.
Huh? What?
I want you to really talk to him the way you actually do.
No, I don't want Kirk to lose any business.
Then call not Kirk, and we won't say who it is.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Call Turk.
We want to hear.
Oh, man.
Exciting news if you're planning a trip to Las Vegas anytime soon. There's another pop star that's going to start this Vegas residency and might make more than Britney Spears, right? Planet Hollywood, you know, Britney signed on with Planet Hollywood through 2017 now, but Planet Hollywood wants to add J-Lo to the lineup.
What?
Oh.
And... So Britney's deal is she gets paid $300. This is kind of incredible.
This is awesome.
Britney gets paid $310,000 a show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, throughout all this time, Britney's done a lot more shows, so she will, in the end of this, make more. A lot of J-Lo going on right now.
So much J-Lo.
Planet Hollywood wants to pay J-Lo $350,000 a show. So, like, what, $40,000 more than Britney? J-Lo's contract with Planet Hollywood would guarantee 72 shows over a 1 to 2 year period.
$350 a show?
$27 million is what J-Lo would earn. Britney's contract is 96 shows over 2 years. So Britney's pulling in $30 million. J-Lo would make just about that.
Now,
she should do it.
Britney's got way more hits than J-Lo. I love J-Lo, but Britney's got way more hit songs.
True.
Yeah, but J-Lo's...
But it's J-Lo.
J-Lo's way... But J-Lo's more popular right now. People go to see Britney, old Britney, because that was great. But people go to CC J-Lo now.
J-Lo would probably have a lot of just theatrics, have a lot of stuff around her.
So does Britney.
Yeah, Britney has a huge show.
I think regardless, that's a smart move. If I was a pop star and had a bunch of hits, and you just stay in
one place.
You're not touring.
Yeah.
And you're getting older, and you got family.
Yeah.
And
you live the life there, raking all this money.
Sure.
And you get to go home every night.
72 shows in 2 years.
Absolutely would do that if I were J-Lo. But I am not.
No.
You don't need to remind me. I'm also not Renee Zellweger.
Mm-mm. Maybe that's a good thing.
She was at an event for Elle Magazine in Hollywood Monday night, and just everybody can't stop. It's everywhere. It's all over Facebook. Yeah. It's all over Twitter.
It's national news.
It is national news.
I saw it on ABC News this morning.
Yeah.
She doesn't have that signature squinty eye thing anymore. You know how people used to kind of make fun of her when she smiled, her eyes almost closed up?
She doesn't look bad, but if you didn't tell me that that was Renee Zellweger, I would not have known.
She's still pretty, but she looks more like, gosh, I can't put my finger on it. It's sort of like... She's another actress.
A little bit like Sarah Jessica Parker mixed with Kristen Wiig.
A little bit more like
I know who you're talking about.
Oh God, The Princess Bride. Sean Penn's ex-wife.
Yes, Robin Wright.
Robin Wright.
Robin Wright.
A little bit like Robin Wright Penn if she had grown her hair out.
It's interesting.
Totally different.
She doesn't look bad, but
she's not ugly. Glenn Close, maybe a little bit of Glenn Close.
That's what it is.
Different.
She's a combo of Robin Wright Penn and Glenn Close.
I see Glenn Close.
And maybe there is a little.
Now she swears she has not had any plastic surgery. She says she's living a happier, healthier, more fulfilling life. She's happy that it shows. But I mean, come on. A lot of people consider Botox and injections and fillers not to be plastic surgery.
Right.
And they can really alter the way you look.
They can, but this looks more...
She's had her eyes done.
Her eyes have been lifted.
I think you can't see her eyelid anymore.
Yeah. Mm.
And her...
We've got pictures on
Kid
TV. Her
signature chubby cheeks are gone.
It's just not her.
I would say Botox, but she still has some wrinkles.
How could she come back and do another Bridget Jones movie? She's not the same girl.
I mean, it's kind of like that girl from, what was her name? Jennifer from Dirty Dancing when she got a nose job. Even though, I mean, at some point, it's like your nose kind of becomes
part of you,
part of your face.
Like, Barbara.
So she looks totally different. Exactly.
I just can't get past it. I'm like, I'm looking for Renee in there.
Yeah.
And
I'm waiting for somebody to say it was all a joke just to show how gullible we are.
It's the eyes.
But it's Renee. Mm-hmm.
It's definitely her eyes.
Oh, man, it's crazy. All right.
All right.
You have to look it up. I know we're talking about it on the radio, and we're like, well, we can't see it.
Yeah.
Well, go Google it. It's all over the place.
It's all over the place.
You can't miss it.
Yeah. Turn on the TV, it'll be there.
Yeah.
That's our new tagline. Go Google it.
Just open up the internet. Nicki Minaj is single again. You guys interested?
Yeah.
No. I think she'd hurt me.
Yeah, she was dating this Safari Samuels. 14 years is how long they were supposedly together.
Jeez.
And the rumor is Nicki broke up with him because Safari couldn't handle her success. Apparently, Nicki, I think you know with Nicki that she was pretty committed. Like, I'm going to be a star. I'm going to be a rapper. She said she told him from the beginning she was going to be the star and the breadwinner, gave him plenty of jobs to do. He went from being her assistant to her backup singer, to her hype man.
Oh, man.
But it wasn't enough for him. He was tired of being in her shadow.
Yeah.
So Nicki finally had enough after Safari didn't show up to one of her shows and left her scrambling for a hype man to fill in.
I get you, Nicki.
It's tough to find somebody to go...
Get your hands
when
up.
When I say Nicki, you say Minaj. Nicki.
Minaj.
That's all you got to do.
So Nicki broke up with Safari, and he is right now in the process of covering up some of his three tattoos got in the name of Nicki Minaj.
Al, we got to get you an audition to be her hype man.
She'd hurt me, dude.
Not boyfriend hype man.
So was Safari the guy that she threw the briefcase at?
Yeah.
When we heard it was her assistant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
when
she was
in town.
Yes.
Oh, that was actually her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Wow.
So and that came
out. The W Hotel at the, was it All-Star Game or Super Bowl or something?
I don't remember. But he has a bunch of tattoos of Nicki Minaj.
He went all in.
Yeah, he had her face on his chest and her arm. He has her name on his chest, too.
Well, he went from boyfriend to super fan.
Why do you need your girlfriend's face twice on your body?
Or once.
Because you double love her.
If you were dating Renee Zellweger, you would, because it'd be two different faces.
Yeah, right.
Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose. Now, they just broke up, a couple weeks ago? She filed for a divorce after she found out he was cheating on her with twins. Now, it's rumored that she's dating her new manager, Nick Cannon, but they both deny it. And now it looks like Wiz might be dating someone else.
Who would date him?
Who wants to date Wiz Khalifa?
For making another appearance in the Hizzy Wood Hizzle this morning?
Yeah.
Khloe Kardashian.
No,
no way.
No.
Khloe.
No, wouldn't happen.
No.
Why not?
No.
No.
Why not?
Because, no.
Well, I guess if she can date French Montana.
Exactly.
He's different.
What's left?
He's a lateral different. Move, to be honest
I
with
feel
you.
Like you got to have a sense of humor to date Khloe.
Yeah.
And I don't think Wiz had that based on the meeting he had with Jenna and Big Al.
Well, allegedly, supposedly, maybe they started hooking up after going on a romantic dinner date over the weekend. Now, here's the thing. Wiz did tweet Amber a happy birthday message the other day. She responded saying she will always love him no matter what until she finds out. You know, okay, I'm going to love you no matter what, even though I caught you with twins. And now you're going to be with Khloe? You still going to love me?
Those twins.
All right, Wiz and Amber seem to be doing good right now, but that might have been before she knew about Khloe.
You
got
to give him a little bit of a pass on that. You got to give him a little bit of a pass on that. It was twins.
No guy could pull
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah, you got to. Okay, I understand. It was twins.
No, that's gross.
I know.
But it's twins.
You know, but it's twins. That's just gross. I
it's gross for you.
You got to understand the man mind.
I'm sorry. Sorry, ladies. Yeah. It's twins.
It's twins.
Get your man with twins.
That's twins.
How is it such a different standard? Because, like, if I was like, I was with twins last night.
No, you're a girl.
That is so gross.
You're a girl.
That's different.
You're a girl. Sorry, ladies. I'm sorry.
I don't know. We didn't create society.
No disrespect. But
we didn't mean it.
You know, fellas, you know. Yeah. You were twins.
It's twins.
Much love.
That's our new tagline now.
It was twins.
Was it like buy one, get one thing of milk free?
I guess. This milk ain't free.
This milk free, but this milk ain't free.
Yeah.
Well, my Twitter was blowing up last night because everybody was so excited that on The Voice, my Reagan James, yes, I claim her, she performed her version of Team by Lord. The judges loved it. Spoiler alert, she won the battle round.
Oh.
And we're going to play it for you and talk to Reagan next.
A Mexican, redhead, man lady, and the world's whitest black man.
That's even too white for me.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.